Welcome to FutureCast episode 9. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm RoboEvan.
Hey, RoboEvan. You've played a video game before.
A few. I'm willing to say at least a few.
Have you played this video game? This Medieval Engines?
Medieval Engines?
Yeah, it's this new hip thing. It's the early access. The Medieval Engines.
The early access?
Is it, yeah.
Is it what all the kids are into nowadays?
Yeah. They're finished playing their fishing games. They're no longer playing their CODs or their rods or the Battlefields.
I mean...
Or Battlefronts.
It's really weird that fishing games were on such a strong trend.
Yeah.
For such a while.
Yep. However, now Battlefront is now police officers and cops. Call of Duty is now the future. And engineers are now medieval.
It's a time, at least, for everyone.
Yes.
You know, a few months ago, I was thinking, man, I like space and I like engineers. Now, well, look at this. They gave me a video game.
Yeah.
And now, I'm like, I like medieval and I like engineers. And I'm like, oh, look at this. They gave me a video game.
I can't wait till unicorn engineers.
Mm-hmm. I'm really looking to mid-20th century engineers.
Yep. Hey, build this Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in the 20th century. Polio. Question mark?
Right? That's what the mid-20th century is about.
There was a polio. World's Fair, and they're all like, build this huge tower.
I think, was that the 20th century? I mean, I guess so.
I don't know. It was a World's Fair.
I'm thinking that would be like the 19th century, right? I mean, this is the part where me and Duke, who have very basic grasps of time frames and history.
All right.
And
Hitler,
very specific things about World War II.
There's pictures of Hitler in front of the Eiffel Tower, so it was done before 1942.
Yeah. So there we go. But that's not mid. I was thinking more like the polios, you know?
Oh, all right.
So I'm telling you, it must have been like the 1800s, because, like, man, time is wacky, because I assume that the Eiffel Tower has been around for a while.
Which it has been.
It's about 1900s.
But it has to be relatively recently, because, you know, it's made of, like, steel.
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's as old as the Great Library.
Well,
or
also...
at least it exists.
Yeah.
You know.
Medieval engineers. People making space engineers. Space engineers. They stopped making space engineers.
Well, I don't know if they stopped.
Completely stopped. Early access. Okay. They just dropped the game. No more updates.
No more updates. Fuck you.
It's done. They just took a dump on everyone.
Asterisks. I'm gonna put asterisks here because I think we might not be lying.
And instead, they went to make medieval engineers. And if you had space engineers and you were the part of the fan base that they just took a dump on, you can get 25% off medieval engineers. You know, to make up for that.
Oh man, Duke, you're not happy about this, are you? Because I mean, before the I feel as though I've been like wrangled into something that I didn't agree to, because before you were like, yeah dude, medieval engineers, it looks like a better game, right? And now I'm hearing you like, fuck these space engineers guys making a bad game. I feel as though I've been lied to, and that like,
yeah,
you're gonna start talking about how like Hitler did nothing wrong.
Well, that's an argument for a separate time. However, I'm pretty sure I'm lying. I'm pretty sure they have two development teams or something.
Yeah. Or I mean, all I know is that space engineers is a rad game.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
That
Get
no
Space
one,
Engineers.
That I don't. That, well, here's the thing: is I don't know if I can recommend Space Engineers because I paid for it, I enjoy it, but the issue with Space Engineers is what I want from it is I want an end game. But the one thing that they can't give me is an end
game. Hi, my name is RoboEvan. I like games to finish.
I don't like games to finish. I like having something to do. I don't even want an end game. I want a goal. Because the thing right now is that Space Engineers is just a sandbox game. There's nothing else to it. And that's neat, and you can create cool stuff. But then when you're done, when you can't put that cool stuff to use, it's just kind of like, eh, you know? There's some survival stuff in Space Engineers right now. It's not fully fleshed out, at least last time I checked. But, like, if they, like, fully did out the survival mode, I mean, it's, you have to mine asteroids and, like, rebuild stuff and...
You do.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, maybe it's a lot better than the last time I checked, but it wasn't really that fun when I did it when I last played Space Engineers.
Oh no, it's not. It's like, oh man, there's just a lot of like looking at charts and being like, how does this even do anything?
Yeah. And I really like that, because I've been playing Eve recently. I like looking at charts and how does this even do anything. But I also like when those charts, like I'm getting something back, not just like, you know, I don't even know. But you know.
Like, there's no antagonist.
It's not even an antagonist. There's just no, like, when I'm playing Minecraft, let's say, I have something to work towards. I start with nothing. Mm-hmm. I want to get whatever. I want to go to the Nether or whatever you need to do. In Space Engineers, you start on a ship, because if you didn't, you'd just be floating in space.
Yep, and that's a possibility, too. You could just float in space if you wanted.
Yeah, but as far as starting goes, that wouldn't be very good, because then you'd have no start zone. You wouldn't be able to place anything down.
No, you can. You whatever. Keep
going. I'm saying from like a survival perspective kind of thing, but...
Yeah.
And then... I forgot.
Yeah, and then you float around. You like find an asteroid, you mine that asteroid, then you're like, wow, I mined that asteroid. Then you go find another asteroid, then you mine that asteroid, then you're like, wow, I mined that asteroid.
Oh, yeah, now I remember my point. I'm sorry, I got distracted by thinking about floating in space forever.
RoboEvan, if you had to choose between floating in space forever and floating in spiders forever, which would you choose?
I guess floating in space, because at least space is pretty, you know? Like, I'm eventually going to have to make that decision to, like, just kind of go to sleep and, like, never wake up because I'm going to run out of oxygen. But at least I can enjoy the view while I'm out there. But spiders is just, like, it's just going to be screaming for a good, like, like hours. Just waiting till I starve to death with spiders all over me.
You just wouldn't. Screaming. They'd just fucking crawl out your mouth. You'd eat spiders.
I would drown on spiders. It would be horrendous. I'd much rather be in space.
What if the spiders were all the physical incarnation of video games?
What?
Like, one of the spiders was like Counter-Strike, and another one of the spiders was like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Okay, then I wouldn't go near Counter-Strike or Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
But like, it's every game ever made.
Are you telling me that I have to, like, eat a spider in order to launch Counter-Strike? I don't really know what's happening.
No, each of these spiders represents a game. Like, they have, like, tattooed on their back. It's like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. And if you eat the spider, then that game's destroyed forever.
Oh. Well, so are you giving me, like, an ultimatum here, where I have to go through pain and suffering, but I can take one game down with me, or as many games as I can stomach?
You take any game. This is insane!
Yeah.
Why am I saying that? Yeah, sure, whatever, bro. Whatever, like, makes sense, just go with
now,
that one.
Now, is the entire game series, or just games? Like for Five Nights at Freddy's, am I going to have to eat
there's Half-Life,
a spider?
There's Half-Life 2, there's Half-Life 2 Episode 1, there's Half-Life 2 Episode 2, each one's a different spider.
God, thank God Half-Life 2 is a great series, because think about how many Half-Life games I'd have to eat.
Yes.
Half-Life 1, Blue Shift, Opposing Force, fucking Codename Gordon... Half-Life 2.
You can eat Codename Gordon Freeman, that's fine. We don't need that one anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, also, like, it's fine. So, like, I'm not gonna... Why would I torture myself? Because we don't need that game anymore.
That's
know?
A good point.
I'm not gonna eat a spider, because we don't need a game.
But here's the thing, though. Like, all the spiders are just rummaging around, so you have to be really careful that you, like, get the one you want and don't accidentally get one next to it.
Jesus. So, like, one day, I'm gonna be swimming in a pool of spiders, just crying, trying to find, like, a video game that I want to destroy. And you're going to be playing a Maxis CS. Like, man, I wonder where RoboEvan is right now. I'm going to pick up the wrong spider and eat it. Your computer is just going to implode on itself. Like,
it's just going to... Like, the time streams are going to switch. So instead of playing Counter-Strike, I'll be playing Combat Arms Online or whatever.
Combat Arms. I was just thinking, like, it was just going to sit there and the universe wouldn't know what to do. So you're, like, every computer who's playing CS at the time would just turn into a black hole.
No, they'd all just switch to... Combat Arms.
But, like, you wouldn't know the difference, because I would be rewriting history entirely.
Yeah. And I'd be like, man, where's Robo? I'm playing this great game of Counter-Strike. Man, where's Robo? I'm playing this great... I'm playing this okay game of Combat Arms.
But, man, would you even know who I am? Because theoretically, I would never be around if I was changing all these, like, times.
It's not that hardcore. It's not time-changing, it's memory-changing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, stuff had happened before, but my memories have altered to make sense of the world. At that point.
Man, you are describing pretty much exactly how time travel works in Steins Gate. So that's why I'm really into this right now.
wow, you're really needing these spiders.
Yeah, that's why I'm really into having this ridiculous debate.
I like the idea of someone just, like, floating on their back on a pool, just screaming, and there's just a bunch of spiders, like, just under them. And they're, like, floating from one end to the other, just, like, gently floating on top of all these spiders, but they're just freaking out. But now each spider's a video game.
But...
Oh my goodness. Would you eat medieval engineers?
Oh, it's pretty rad, I think. Right. But yeah, oh man. So medieval engineers, it's all like, man, look at us, we're like space engineers, but medieval. And I'm like, this looks really rad. And I would recommend going checking out the Steam page, have a few videos on there. Like, you know, oh, this is how video games work. And it looks much better than space engineers, just from like a design thing, because there's not like a space.
Yeah. Space Engineers looks great, but there's a lot of nothing in it.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, because in this, and also, like, it's all voxel, obviously, because it's a sandbox game, and they have to be, pretty much, at this point. But it's kind of, it's really rad the way it works, where it's assigned, like, everything is assigned to a block, but the block itself can be altered so that, I'm trying to think of a way to explain this, but, where, so, there, technically, you say you have like a block of dirt there, but that block of dirt can be shaved down in any way to make it look like something else. But it's really weird. It's more.
So if I had a lightsaber, I could cut a donut out of it.
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
I haven't watched the video at all. I don't know anything about this game.
You're sort of almost like using like a paintbrush tool in a sense. You're just kind of like filling in dirt in an area.
All right. I like this.
Things form a bit more naturally than otherwise.
Like Landmark?
A bit like Landmark. I haven't played a lot of... I haven't done it... I've only done the digging in Landmark. I haven't done much else. I mean, I've walked around a lot. There's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
It's like DayZ, except you don't get the sweet release of death. You know? Yeah. Because at least in DayZ you have a stopping point. You're like, oh, I just got ate by a door. Time to go play a different game.
Yeah.
But in Landmark, it's just like, I guess I'll just dig for 9 hours.
Oh, Landmark. We should do a bunch of videos on that, a huge video series. And it's just us complaining about how we have no idea what to do or what's going on.
And that's also
and
the
us
thing with,
digging.
Yeah. That's also the thing with Landmark, and that it's like, much like Space Engineers, it's rad. But there's really no point. Like, I could do something, like, I could go play something else where I have, like, inspiration to go, like, to work towards these things. But with Landmark, it's just, like, build something. Why? Eh.
Yeah, but it's, like...
Just because you wanna.
It's, like, an MMO setting. So it's, like, you have to, like, pay stuff. Like, not real money, but, like, in-game currency to keep your guild alive or whatever. It's weird. And I'm, like, I just want to build things.
But yeah, the one thing that I would love from Medieval Engineers is if they
partnered up with Landmark.
Kind of. But also, actually, one thing I want for Medieval Engineers is for them to make it sort of MMO-y. So it would be like Life is Feudal, just not shit.
Yeah. We should do a Life is Feudal video. That's what
we really should play. Do you buy that game?
I think you convinced me because you said it was bad.
There we go. So there's no way I convinced you.
Like,
yeah.
You weren't trying to convince me, but you convinced me by telling me how much I should not get the game.
Yeah.
It's the same reason I have Nether.
Fucking Nether.
We should do another video, because I don't think I actually ever played that once.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do Duke's First Impressions to Nether.
Impressions to games RoboEvan hates. Would you eat those spiders, RoboEvan?
Would I eat what, Nether spiders?
Yep.
No, because I just don't care about Nether. This game's like Five Nights at Freddy's, like just like... morally chucked me in the no-no place.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying.
There are games like Nether that I'm just like, that's just a bad game. Like, you conned me out of like $7 on sale, but at least it's kind of playable. Like, if you've never played a video game before, Nether's really rad. But
yeah,
as someone
or you could just play Stalker, right?
Yeah, but as someone who has much better games to play, and has experienced the fine wine of the gaming world. Nether's like, trash.
Like Stalker?
Like Stalker. But even because in every genre that Nether fits into, there's a better game for it. Like, oh,
like
that's
Stalker.
Like weird survival, like kind of destroyed city. You have Stalker. Any MMO. Really? You want, like, because now you're going that MMO. Just play World of Warcraft, play Star Wars, other thing, play, you know, anything.
Tetris?
Yeah, it doesn't do anything well. That's the thing about Nether. It does a lot of stuff. It does none of them well.
Is, like Cortex Command?
No, because at least you can have fun with Cortex Command.
Cortex Command's a great game.
Because it's also broken. Like, the thing about Nether is you're not gonna, like, when you play Cortex Command, you're gonna play it and you're gonna be like, this is rad. You know, you may not play for a while because there's not a really whole lot to it in the end, even though I wish there was more.
Rebom, don't get me started on Cortex Command. You know, my favorite thing is I watch a lot of people. Alright, side note. This is an aside here.
Oh.
I saw a lot of bad reviews for Cortex Command because people were talking about how they didn't know how to control the game well. And that's because they, like, only played it for, like, 5 minutes and then made their, like, YouTube video and then left. Yeah. Because people are like, dude, jetpacks are hard. And I'm like, no, you just have to tap it.
Yeah.
Don't hold down, tap it. Like, there's one thing you have to know about jetpacks. You don't hold it down, you just tap it. And people were like, Cons, jetpacks are hard to control. I'm like, no, you just tap it.
You just gotta tap it.
You just gotta give it a tap. Yeah, and even in, like, the tutorial, I think at some point it mentions, hey, you know, don't hold down jetpack, just tap it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was just so easy for me to notice because I'm, like...
Because you're not an idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to beat around the bush there. If you don't know how a jetpack works, you're just an idiot.
You tap, like, it.
If you're going... If you're just holding down the jetpack button and you're just flying around uncontrollably, don't just hold down the jetpack button.
Yeah.
There you go. Solve that one.
Anyways, end comma. End aside.
End comma.
Yeah.
In the language of the Duke, is there opening commas and ending commas?
No, but there's a comma, like, you're listing things, and then there's commas when you have, like, an aside. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like,
I know.
You have the begin, like, comma. I'm a then fan you have, like, of the comma. Comma. And then you have the colon.
The colon?
Mm-hmm. It's also part of your body.
Colon. and I am a fan of the colon. Or, no, sorry, the comma. Because I like to rant even in text. So, the comma, I almost called it the semi comma, is great because it's like, here's my main thing, and now I'm gonna shout about, like, I don't even know what I complained about. Five Nights at Freddy's, going back to shitting on Five Nights at Freddy's.
Wow, we're just, like, doing the world tour of video games here.
I mean, think about Five Nights at Freddy's. Is there anyone who's going to defend it as a good game?
RoboEvan, I played Five Nights at Freddy's. It was scary. I loved it. Scary, funny video game.
You loved it.
I was like, oh no, I sure hope this giant animatronic guy, oh, he's naked, oh, he has a huge, oh, wait, no, I think it's like porn parody of Five Nights at Freddy's.
You're reading, like, some, like, weird, like smutty fanfic?
Yeah.
Ugh, man.
That was a pretty good game.
By the way.
That was a pretty great game.
Five Nights at Freddy's, like, erotic fanfiction exists.
Five Nights... horrifying. Hookers, Hooters.
No, it's not even that. It's just the animatronics fucking each other.
Yeah,
it's not even, like, it's in a different location, so, like, kind of makes sense. Like, they got moved. No, it's just like the this one that I'm thinking of was about
all right.
It
Biocock was... Intimate.
Biocock Intimate. I wish Biocock Intimate was at least better than this.
All right.
This was just the way. It was trying to tie into the regular game in that the reason that they're trying to kill the person is because they don't want them to see them on the security cameras boning.
Why would you want to kill someone? That's a rude, like, thing to do.
Yeah, that's why they were, like, running away from
the security
cameras.
That's when you destroy the evidence.
Yeah, it's just like...
All right, the thing I don't get about the game is why can't you just, like, lock down your place and then
forever?
Be safe forever?
I think because it's supposed to, like, eat up batteries or something, but, like, why does walking down a door eat up batteries? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Have a gun.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pizza place. There's a good chance it's America. It's a pizza. It's a pizza.
I live in the South. People are like, if you have a, on state property, you can, and if you have a concealed carry license, you can't bring your gun onto government property, but you can leave it in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, yeah, I just leave my gun in my car all the time.
Yeah, you just leave it in the car.
I mean, but it's like I'm like, wait a minute, how many guns are in these cars?
Yeah.
What if someone doesn't lock their door? Could I just get a gun?
It's so easy to get a gun in America. Not so much in the North, where I'm from, but just generally in, like, middle America, the South, they don't even run background checks most of the time.
No.
You just walk into
it's a
Walmart,
gun show.
Yeah, yeah, gun shows especially, but you can just walk into a Walmart.
No, what they do is they say there's a gun show in the alley, then they walk to the alley and sell you the gun, then walk back to the store. Do you know about the gun show loophole?
No, I didn't know. I knew that there was.
You don't have to run a background check if you're selling a weapon at a gun show. And so what people would just say, "Yeah, no, I'm having a gun show," and then they just sell it to you.
I know I've heard about that. I didn't realize it was that shady. I thought there was actual gun shows that were just about selling illegal weapons.
No, they're not selling illegal weapons.
Well, selling weapons illegally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not illegally because there's a loophole.
Well, it is legal,
but
morally illegal.
But like, what defines a gun show is a bit fast and loose.
But yeah, I mean, it's so fucking easy. Most of the time, even normal gun stores won't run background checks. And if you really want, just go to like a shooting range where they seriously just don't give a shit. Get a gun and just leave. I mean, you have a gun, you know?
I don't know. I haven't gone to enough gun stores for me to know the background check methodology behind it.
It's really, much like you said, fast and loose when it comes down to it. It's super easy. I mean,
because my understanding is like the people at like gun stores like don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that they're like, no, I'm going to run this background check because fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
You come to my store.
Man, yeah. What I'm saying is, Five Nights at Freddy's is a plot. The plot of Five Nights at Freddy's is so flawed that I'm going to write a letter.
Dear Tuesdays Nights at Thursdays.
Tuesdays Nights, yeah.
Uh-huh. I was trying to remember everything I've accidentally called that game.
Yeah, it's fun. Whenever Duke will, you know, he'll like.
I've also called it Friday Night at Freddy's before.
No, that's what you thought it was called for like a year.
I knew what it was called, but I couldn't be bothered to like properly remember it, so I just kept calling it Friday Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, because all the time I just gave up after a while. I was like, nah, I'm not even gonna try and correct him.
I need to make that game.
Friday Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah,
man, I want to know. If you, listener, know how many Five Nights at Freddy's ripoffs there already are, please send us like a list of them. Because I'm interested. Because that's one of those games that I think they're already making a third one. So
what?
Yeah.
How many are there?
Two. There's two already.
What?
Duke, it's a game that feeds off of PewDiePie and little kids.
Oh my god. They're just
like,
going to make,
they're just gonna make $1 billion.
Oh my goodness. They should, like, make out with Angry Birds.
The thing is it's so mainstream. It's so, like...
It's so mainstream.
Like,
everyone knows about
it. It is so, like, normal. Like, my sister talks about Five Nights at Freddy's, and it's not, like, she's six, and it's not like she knows about, like, you know, the internet culture or anything. That's usually where, like, these simulator-type games stay, you know? But this is one of those things that I'm sure you could go to a store and find Five Nights at Freddy's something. You know, if you go to like an electronics store, they probably have it in a box version. It's probably like $60. It's probably ridiculously expensive, but they probably have a box version.
I don't think they're there yet. And not because they're not trying, but because it just takes time for stuff to begin to roll forward.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did you see all the simulator games that are in stores?
No, I actually, to be fair, I don't go to stores.
I don't either, but I see them online.
I occasionally go to one to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, hello, yes, I'm going to buy these 8 boxes of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I buy. I'm trying
Dude,
to
think
word stuff.
Today?
Wow, RoboEvan, why don't we finish the show with a show starter?
Finish the show with a show starter. I like it, Duke. How many pizzas you eat today?
Two.
Duke ate two large pizzas from Domino's today.
Oh wow, RoboEvan. Why don't you just what did you eat today?
Some chicken from KFC.
Wow. Well, at least mine tasted good.
Man. KFC is one of those things where like while I'm eating it, I'm like, man, this is great. And then the second I put it down, I'm like, ugh. And I eat it more. I'm like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, ugh. And then like an hour later I'm in the bathroom and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
KFC is like the guiltiest pleasure in that you'd never feel good. There's like
more
a
guilt.
Small moment. There's a small moment while you're eating the chicken. You're like, damn, this is some nice chicken. And then you stop chewing it and you're like, nope. Like the crack that they put in there wore off. Nope,
that's how I feel
good.
About DayZ.
I feel
the
like
few
DayZ
times.
Shit constantly.
I make fun of it every time, but when I'm playing it with it, I'm like, oh, hey, look, we're playing a little game, having a little fun. Except for it's not like this is so good. It's usually like this is pretty adequate. And then when I stop playing, I'm like, no, I hated that.
Yeah.
See, I spent 12 hours and I just took a dump like in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing with DayZ is like you spend so much time doing nothing and then you get killed by something stupid. And you're like, well.
Anyways, let's roll this back. Medieval Engineers, neither of us have it. We can't make any comments about it.
I actually just bought it. Wow. I haven't played it yet.
Can you give me. Could you hook old Duke up?
Hook old Duke up? I don't know, can I?
Keep selling your Spiral Knight's crystals until you get enough money.
Do you know you can sell your minimum gear?
Yep.
I sold a shit ton of minimum stuff and bought a CS skin recently.
Yep. Robo Evans, the wheeler and dealer of selling and buying.
True. I am the wheeler and the dealer.
Also, me and RoboEvan got Homestuck.
Homestuck, yeah, I love Homestuck.
Yeah, I got it, was on sale, so now expect a video on that sometime soon. It's like Call of Duty and Battlefield or something, I guess.
I guess. So those who don't know what the fuck Duke's talking about, he's talking about Homefront.
No,
the game from, like, 2011 that apparently no one bought. I really liked it. I've been playing a little bit of it. I really liked it when it came out. And even now, it's the best PC port I think I've ever seen. Because what I was expecting from a game that was a AAA title that no one bought, that was an FPS, was I was expecting hard. Just, like, below 30 FPS, just shitty, no real options, nothing to do anything. But in the end, I always get above 60, which is great. There's Windows full screen, which is my favorite thing in any game ever.
Windowed full screen. When you say Windows full screen, it sounds like Windows, whatever, yeah.
Sorry.
Windowed full screen is amazing.
Windowed full screen. And then there's, it even has an FOV slider, which some people may not understand how amazing it is to have an FOV slider in games, but it's not particularly the FOV slider that's the best part. It's the fact that they cared enough to put an FOV slider in. Yep. That means that there's more to it than just the FOV slider.
Slider is a sign of what's to come.
Yeah. Whenever I see an FOV slider in a port, I'm like, all right, this is already good. Like, okay, they didn't just shit this out in, like, a second. Because that's one of those things that I don't get motion sick playing games, but there are people who do. And not having an FOV slider means that some people just literally can't play your games because the FOV is too close in and they just get motion sick.
That's what causes that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Because I know some people who feel that way about, like, first-person stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I'm pretty sure that's one of, like, the big things, is that because it's zoomed in so far and you're turning and being weird.
Yeah, maybe. I'll run some tests on some people and see if they throw up.
Okay. Just put them in one of those, like, old Soviet astronaut trainers that could spin around the room, and then just have them play Call of Duty while they're in there.
Yeah, but with the FOV all the way.
Well, there is no FOV slider in Call of Duty. I think Call of Duty is the game, I think it might be Battlefield as well, where they put FOV sliders in the multiplayer, but not in the single player, because fuck the consumer.
That's good. That's because they're run differently, and it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, the games are, like, technically different programs. It's just so odd.
I really think that at EA and Activision, just on, like, a big gold plaque right when you walk in, they have just written out, like, diamond-studded, fuck the consumer, remember, like, fuck the consumer, love your wallet. Just written real big right on the wall. Because I can't imagine why any rational person does. Even a rational business does what they do. It's wacky.
Money is pretty great.
Money, you know what? That's got a point.
Money's pretty rad. Dollar bills.
Dollar bills, yeah. But they take it to an extreme I didn't even know was possible.
And B, Call of Duty's a great game. Buy it. Call of Duty, do the do.
Oh, yeah. Call of Duty, do the do.
That's their tagline, right?
I don't know, but I. Oh, man.
Call of Doritos.
Yeah. Man, all that cross promotion with Call of Duty and Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Yeah. That was, like, beautiful.
Like, they figured it out. They know the secret.
That's like, that's like perfect in the same way that like Nazi Germany and Japan teaming up was perfect.
Yeah.
You're like, this is a beautiful thing, but it's so bad. This isn't good for anyone else.
No. Man, you know what though? Mountain Dew game fuel? Was it gamer fuel or just game fuel? The one from like, what was it, 2007, I think? Is that when Halo 3 came out?
Sure.
The Halo one? That was like the only good Mountain Dew ever. Wow, and now it doesn't exist anymore.
The only good Mountain Dew is like an oxymoron.
I think I can say the only good Mountain Dew is a dead Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Where I come from, the only good Mountain Dew is a dead Mountain Dew.
Yeah, better red than dead.
Oh, wait, better shit. Green than... Better dead than green.
Better dead than... Oh, man. Mountain Dew.
Better dead than bioluminescent.
Mm-hmm. I love when like you see all these things from soda companies where they get sued for something and then their retaliation is, yeah, but like this thing's so unhealthy that you
yeah.
like I think I remember I was reading this somewhere. This could be false, but I'm gonna believe
the
it
rat one
fun. No, I remember you telling me that. But
that's my favorite.
There was I'll explain that in a minute. You can't tease them with the rat one.
Just keep going, Robo. Yeah. I want to hear yours, because I know mine.
It was Coke got sued. They own Vitamin Water for something about health benefits. And Coke was like, if you really think Vitamin Water is good for you, you're a fucking idiot. Like, that was essentially their retort.
Yeah.
It was like, no one should believe Vitamin Water is actually good for them.
Yeah.
Same thing. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Duke.
The rat one was someone sued some company. It was like Sprite or Mountain Dew or something. I don't remember
who. It was
who.
Mountain Dew, I remember. Well, you that's what you said.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was a clear green liquid. And someone said they like found a rat in their can or bottle or whatever. And then their legal defense was a rat would completely dissolve by the time it reached the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the time frame of that's all wacky, and it literally would not exist in the can.
Yeah, there you would not see rat in your drink, because it would have just dissolved through the Mountain Dew. Which, through drinking Mountain Dew, it's very, throat hurt. It hurts my throat hurt.
Maybe there's a dead rat in it.
Well, no, I think it's literally you stomach acid in their drink. Like, there's just small traces of stomach acid just burning everything.
Maybe.
Maybe you think so? You think that's a secret ingredient?
Yeah.
It's like Slurm, but...
Oh, God, don't get me started. I love Slurm.
But less... I mean, to be fair, I would much rather have Slurm in my drink, Slurm sperm, than stomach acid in my Mountain Dew.
All right. What we need to take away from this episode...
I like this. We're going to bring it back. We're going to roll it back.
All right.
We're gonna tell you.
We don't know anything about medieval engineers, but it's from the same people that made Space Engineers, and Space Engineers is pretty all right.
I bought it during the episode because I convinced myself to. So we can report back.
And then Robovan will buy it for me.
I cried. I'm out of money.
Oh, gosh. Dang.
Yeah.
And then I'll get a second mortgage on my home, and I'll buy the game.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be that. Be good to go.
I mean, we should also, you know, something else. The Eiffel Tower was clearly built before the 1920s.
Yeah.
Because,
there's pictures of Hitler.
Pictures of Hitler there. I mean, I would even go as far to say the 1930s, maybe even the 40s.
I know, but, like, but I can't, like, absolutely, like, confirm that. Because,
1920 is a very safe guess.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we also know that, I would much rather die floating in space than drown in a pool of video game spiders.
However, I redacted that one, so I was forcing you in the video game spider pool, and I started asking the video game questions.
Yeah, but just in case.
What if you were in space and like you were just like in this like instead of just a sea of spiders?
A sea of spiders in space.
But there's like no, you could breathe like. For some reason, there was oxygen, but like you're just floating freely,
just
and there's these spiders
that
are
all
like freaking out
in my
because
throat.
All the spiders are trying to grab onto something, and they're just all floating around.
Well, I think what would end up happening is it would just turn into that episode from Futurama where Bender's in space.
Yeah.
Is it Fry? Which one is it? I forget. I think
Bender,
it's Bender, right?
Because yeah. Fry wouldn't live in space.
Yeah,
but
that's a damn good point. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, where Bender's just in space, and then the two different colonies grow and live on them, and then they go to war. Yeah. Spoilers.
Except for it'd be spiders.
So I would just be screaming the whole time again.
That'd be great.
That would get me prepared. They say no one in space can hear you scream. Unless you're covered in spiders.
Well, whether or not you could hear Robo-Evan, he would sure try.
Yeah. There would just be spaceships flying by, seeing me flailing around with my mouth wide open. Just with terror in my eyes.
And then they'd be like, what's up with that weirdo?
Fuck him, we're out of here. Because, you know, all that space traffic that just kind of drives around.
That's the worst part. They'd see you, but they'd be like, someone else will get them.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, they no. won't. There's no traffic in space. In space, they cannot hear you honk your horn.
True. Unless you're on a space station. Then
Hong
again.
Because, well, it's like, been wonderful, Robo.
It has been wonderful.
But I'm a space station.
So you have to... Well, space stations don't fly away. So you just have to orbit for a bit.
Well, I mean, everything in space is flying.
I guess so. But space stations imply that it's just kind of sitting there because it's a station.
Well, Earth, like, the Earth's flying. Like, I'm flying in some direction, some fashion.
Yeah, but I'm no... Duke, you can come explain this to me when we're all on mushrooms. But right now, you can't explain how everything is flying.
Alright, I was gonna end the episode. Alright. We are on Earth.
I can hear you hitting your keyboard. You're very, very sure about this.
Earth is flying around the sun. What's the sun doing?
It's kind of chilling, yeah.
It's flying around the Milky Way.
This is kind of chilling.
Guess where the Milky Way is going?
In my mouth, because they're delicious.
It's flying towards this other galaxy, and they're going to collide, and it's going to be awesome as shit, but we're all going to be fucking dead when it happens.
Well, we're all going to be dead for multiple reasons, because it's just going to be like a billion years.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I want to see galaxies collide and do awesome things. But we're not going to be around, because that's going to take too gosh dang long.
Yeah, but also I feel like it's for the best, because who knows what's going to happen when they do collide, you know?
You know what would happen, Robo-Evan? Star Wars? We'd be Star Wars by then.
We would be Star Wars.
And it would be awesome. And I want to take my brain, I want to put it in a jar, and I just want to, like, observe humanity for, like, ever, because that sounds awesome.
That sounds horrible. Because humanity is really boring, but it's also really shitty. You'd just kind of be sitting there, like, for years, just going, you guys suck. Like, how can 7 billion people all be this much of a dickhead? Because
I mean, true, but
that's
also
how I feel with my very limited perspective on the world.
But like, we're gonna come up with something better than nukes, and I want to see it.
Jesus Christ!
I want to see the destruction that our species can create.
Do you want to become some sort of like celestial being, where you just kind of like? Because that would be kind of rad, you know?
Yeah.
Just like be like some sort of like. Like non-existent ghosts that can just kind of go into hypersleep and then wake up when something interesting happens.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh man, someone just invented the wheel. Let's check this one out. And it's like, oh man, look at
you. Like you're just like standing watching. Someone's like, no, you buffoon. You fuck. No, the other. You piece of shit.
Yeah. It's like, ugh, fucking. It's gotta be round, not triangle. You fucking idiot.
Rocks are naturally round. I thought you'd have figured this one out by now.
Yeah. I think, you know what, Duke, I agree. If I could be a floating celestial being that just sort of kind of hangs around, it's like, oh man, there's this Hitler guy doing stuff in Germany, let's go check that one out.
Or just like literally following Ron Germany around. Ron Jeremy around his whole life.
Be
like, let's see what this guy's up to.
He's like, oh, look at he's a school teacher. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
This got a lot better. Hey, look, he's Hannah Montana and Wrecking Ball.
Oh, man.
That was my favorite. He's in Tron now. Oh, he's
Tron Jeremy.
Tron Jeremy's the best.
All right. Ready for this? This is the end. In the end.
Wait, this has, like, been some weird set. You should have left a while ago. This is, like, our ramblings.
Yeah, but we're ready for this. All right. Remember, yeah. We were talking about what you could take away from this episode, because I like to bring a lesson to every PBA cast. Like, look, it's a school, you know?
Cocaine's one hell of a gun.
That's true. Cocaine is one hell of a gun.
Listen, I'm on cocaine right now. It's one hell of a gun.
So, what you need to do is right now, you need to open up your web browser of choice. I recommend Firefox, but Google Chrome is fun.
Yep. web browser of choice, Firefox or Google Chrome, yeah. You piece of shit.
When I say web browser of choice, I mean Firefox or Google Chrome. That's it.
You have two choices.
I recommend Firefox. Google Chrome's pretty rad. I use Chrome as well for other things. I use it to look up German dungeon porn.
Oh, only dungeon? That's oddly tame for Google Chrome, but alright, continue.
Yeah. I mean, there's some scat in there.
Oh, alright. Just continue. But
I also like to watch German scat porn that has Scatman John over it.
All right, what's the lesson?
The lesson is you should go into your web browser and type in Ron Jeremy Wrecking Ball. Watch that, thank us later. And then once you're done with that, if you haven't got your daily amount of Ron Jeremy in, like, let's be real, no one ever reaches that quota. Not even me and Duke can reach that.
Maybe Ron Jeremy himself has reached that quota, but that's the only person who might have.
Might have. And I'm saying might have. I mean, you know what? Maybe someone who was who got the whole 10-inch. How big is Ron Jeremy's penis?
I don't know. 10, got, 9,
got the whole,
something like
got
that.
Got the whole 10-inch Ron.
I don't know. Sure, maybe, whatever.
Maybe they got enough Ron Jeremy. But even then, who knows?
Yeah.
But then you want to go in and look up Tron Jeremy. You know, Tron like the Jeremy. Movie.
I'll violate your principles. Oh, that was beautiful.
Violate your principles. There you go. And then you can thank us at a later date. I've been Ron Jeremy.
I've been the